How you liking that wood locker?
I'm loving it. You know, I just saw it for the first time today, and I'm happy I made the team.
Got any plans for it? Decorate it up?
No, I want to leave it how it is. Traditional. Yeah.
Obviously, you know, coming from where you're from, this is a business. And just see some of the guys, Dion Branch and Warrior Company, go this past week. How does it make it a reality, I guess, that this is indeed a business here in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have different approaches to their job. You know, as far as me, my job, it's definitely a business. I said previously, that's how I'm paying my bills from here on out. You gotta approach it the same exact way.
Do you sense things changing at this time of year? Pick up in intensity? Do you just feel it around here at all?
I would say, I stay at the same level throughout the whole season, from preseason to normal season to postseason. You know, and if you don't do that, that's how you have disadvantages. So personally, I stay at the same level at all times.
Have you improved from the day one of training camp to where you are getting ready for the opener?
Just me getting more familiar with the veterans. That's how I improved, to be honest with you. You know, just trying to still get the trust from Vince Wilfork and Kyle Lowe over here to my right. But I think that was the biggest improvement I needed, is to get that respect, and I'm still trying to earn it.
Is there anything in particular you've kind of noticed about this defensive unit?
We're close. We're very close. Every player, front seven to the back guys, we're very close.
And what's that do for the team?
It helps you. You know, if you have patches in the defense and you're not as close as you should be, then, you know, that's a disadvantage. So it's very advantageous that we're all close.
Talk a little bit about the Saints. Obviously, it's the first time for you, but, you know, as you get closer here, when you walk out of that tunnel onto the field for the first time Sunday, what's kind of going through your mind here?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know. You know, like I said, we played against the Saints. That was kind of my debut, but this is my official NFL debut. And I have no idea. We'll see what happens when we play against the Titans.
Whether you're a rookie, whether you're a veteran, what does swagger mean on defense?
Swagger. You know, without swagger, you're anything, I feel like. You know, you got to have swagger to play this game.
Have you, you know, gotten a sense of that from the veterans on this defense, guys like Patrick Chung, Devin, Vince? Have they gone over the fine line between cockiness and swagger?
Patrick Chung, Vince Wilfork, Steve Gregory, Gerard Mayo, those are all great players, very great players. And, you know, as a rookie coming in here, just getting behind those guys and watching them and picking up certain things from them, it makes you adapt to the system and the program a lot easier.
When you went to college, you went to class, I mean football class. Now it's all football all the time. How much will you study each day football?
Just like college, just like little school, you know. I find myself with a lot of free time. And the biggest transition from college to the professional level is, you know, time management. And it's the maturity level you have as a player to, you know, take time out and go in and study on your own time when you have free time. So definitely, you take it like it's class.
Thank you.
Thank you.